Hello and welcome back to Proactive. I'm joined here at Resourcing Tomorrow by the CEO of Granite Creek Copper. It is Tim Johnson. Fantastic to have you here. Welcome.
Well, great. Thanks, Tom. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. It's very exciting. First question I have for you this morning is what brings you to this year's conference?
Well, looking for a new investment. We've got a great story at Granite Creek. This is a great show to meet not only fund managers, but individual investors and retail crowd as well. So we're quite keen to get those meetings going and see how we can introduce our story to a new audience.
Well, you've mentioned your story there. Let's hear it.
Okay. So Granite Creek Copper, we're actually, in the scheme of things, a fairly new company. We launched in January 2019, but we've moved rapidly. We've gone from an early stage copper play to a resource stage company, and we grew that resource by over 43% in last year on drilling, and now we're at the PEA stage, a preliminary economic assessment. So we launched that early this year based on the resource, and now working very hard this year to get that delivered to the market.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a clear idea of when you might be able to get that delivered?
It'll be early in the year. You know, we tried to get it out in December, but it has been a challenge with the getting the engineer time, right? Getting the engineers their time to do the work. We're pleased with how it's progressing. But yeah, it'll be early in the new year that we'll be launching that, and we'll be, of course, doing a major campaign around getting that out and getting that into investors' hands so they can view it and understand the impact of it.
Mm-hmm. So that will clear up for any potential investors what it is you're bringing to the table. But what is it that you're interested in from a potential investor?
Well, we're looking for people who recognize the value of copper moving forward. We think we're entering into a multi-year, possibly multi-decade bull market for commodities, and copper is leading the charge on that. So we think it's an excellent space for investors to have a look at. I would recommend any investor to have a piece of copper in their portfolio, whether it's our company or others. But we think our company, our Granite Creek company, has the possibility to satisfy the investor need to have that exposure to copper in their portfolio.
Mm-hmm. So looking beyond the updated PEA, is there anything else that people can expect from the company in the next 12 months?
Well, absolutely. Once we have that PEA launched and we've sort of digested it and delivered it to the market, then we'll be launching a further exploration program on our project. And it'll be a sort of a combination of exploration and engineering as we move the project towards feasibility, as well as continue to grow the resource on our CarMax project.
Lovely stuff. Well, I think a busy day in prospect for you, Tim.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you get back to it. But thank you very much for joining me this morning at Proactive.
Well, thank you, Tom.